My baby.
Blog Talk Radio.
Going, me and Luco here. We just opened chat, so Yeah.
That's all the news we have. Chat is now open.
No, Luca, why don't you speak? I'll put you on the spot since you're going to put me on the spot like that.
Put you on the spot.
I'm joking with you. So, yeah, we still got this missing airplane, you know. Personally, I called it last night. I knew it was going to be a hijacking. What do you know? Now they're saying it's a hijack. For those of you who haven't watched Dabu77, his latest video on the plane is really good. He has some cool info you should check out. That's going on. And we got President Barack Obama is meeting with a boss on Monday. That's pretty significant. So, we're out.
Yeah, and today's March 15th. So we have to be gone today.
Amen, brother. And for those of you who know, I had this dream about these blackbirds. I had this dream. I was in a field, and I saw all these black crows, blackbirds. There were millions of them everywhere. Well, didn't really understand why I had that. But then went outside. I had these huge blackbirds in my yard. Didn't really think much of it even then. It was still kind of weird, but ever since I've had that dream, I've seen more and more of these birds everywhere. And it's just real strange, but it's really cool because I feel like God's like, I really am coming. You know, he's speaking to me through these silly birds. So
you know what I noticed? Katie, like, you get all the, I don't know about other people, but with you, it seems like you get all the, like, really vivid, like, crazy signs. Like, you have the most UFOs where you're at. You see, like, creepy birds all over the place. You have, like, knocking all over your place. You have, like, feathers everywhere. Dude, you get, like, all this crazy stuff.
Yeah, no, last night on chat, guys, Jesus knocked on my door again. It was really cool.
Yeah, like, she's like, yeah, Jesus just knocked on my door. And I was like, and? Okay, cool. I haven't heard that one before.
Well, I'm excited to hear everyone's recent updates and news, or, I mean, not news, but, you know. So I'm going to put Judy on the line and see if she wants to say anything.
I say we go on strike until a new person calls in or a bride calls in that has a story for us, but since we're brides,
we could do that
Katie,
toilet
we'll
paper thing
hard.
Again.
Well, we've got like six callers already, so.
Ooh, that's nice, but I know that Katie, Luca, and Carter and myself, we're brides too, so let's just share what God has done with us, because see, we're on the edge of our seats, so God reveals stuff to us all the time, because we're seeking him, you know. So go ahead and share, you guys, and I'll share my stuff, too, and then we'll take on callers.
Okay.
Well, today is a really good day for the rapture because it's the 15th, and forever ago he said by the 15th. So today's, like, at least a little bit more significant than the other days.
Yeah, true.
Hey, Katie, are you able to look in chat, sweetheart?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure if the belligerent belly dancer is a troll or not.
That's a cool name.
Well, it's kind of cool. I like what they're saying. Rapture class?
I know.
It's
a cool name. I mean, as long as they don't, you know, wink or anything, it's all good.
Dude. Judy, I'm pretty sure we're the trolls of the chat now.
The derp? I like that. Hello, belligerent.
He has the best name.
Belligerent Bell? Oh, you know what? Maybe that's M. Bell. Oh, it is M.
That's
Bell?
Yeah, that's what I got. I figured it was M. Bell.
great. I like that. No. Yeah, so M. Bell thinks that my whole experience I had that I talked about on the air and I made 3 videos on, he thinks it was an angel. Wrong! Just because M. Bell has
angels aren't like that.
Just because M. Bell has angels touching him everywhere, he's trying to tell me what it is.
Yeah. He's like, no, it can't be God. It's an angel. Yeah. No, seriously, though, like, talk about coming out of your closet, Judy. Look what you started.
No, but on a serious note, you guys, because M. Bell's, like, giving me a hard time. M. Bell, I appreciate your inbox. I really do, because M. Bell, he's this kind of scholar. I mean, this rapture-centric church has amazing people. M. Bell's like Mr. Theologian. I mean, for him to be a part of this rapture whack nonsense is, like, huge.
It makes me feel pretty assured.
Yeah, I mean, he struggles with a really big brain, okay? And sometimes that gets in the way, but he let God glorify his noodle. See, so that's why he can be a part of what we're doing, which is really cool. But I just want to make on a serious note, M. Bell, if I didn't make it clear, that experience I had, God gave me understanding of it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know what happened. God was giving me a sneak preview of what we are going to feel like upon glorification. As soon as the rapture happens, he let me feel it in my entire body, every part included. And it was only for 15 seconds because I was telling you I couldn't take it. It was too glorious. And our bodies can't contain that now. But as soon as he comes to get us, instantly we're going to be changed and glorified, and we're going to feel that great. And God just wanted to give you the good news. I mean, that experience I had, you know, it was beautiful. And what I was trying to tell people is what we have to look forward to is utter bliss in our entire body for all eternity. And I bet that's how Adam and Eve felt before they sinned. I mean, it really felt great, but my body couldn't take it, and so God stopped it, but he was giving me a sneak preview. So I just want to make that clear. And what I'm saying is God doesn't leave out any part of your being. He loves you. He loves you, you guys. He loves every part of us. Isn't it beautiful?
Yep.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, so I just want to make that clear because Bell said like he can teach me something.
You're right, though, Judy. Like, just the fact that M. Bell is on board with us makes me feel a lot better about everything.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny. No, M. Bell's cracking me up in the chat room. He's like, if you can't handle that, then YouTube will burn you like a witch. But no, God really wanted to. I'm just joking when I say you can't teach me anything. I've learned so much from a 10-year-old. I learned something from everybody because each one of us in this fellowship where Jesus is our pastor carries a part of God that we would not know had we not met each other and interacted with each other. That's why I'm saying it's so glorious that's why God told me it wasn't wrong. When I was feeling bad because I was more excited, almost as excited to see you guys as I am to see him. And he said, no, that's okay because you're meeting me when you see them. So I was like, oh, thanks. Because I really love this church. I really love the chat room.
Yeah.
That's why I stay in it 7 hours after the show. Who does that? Who stays
Dude, yesterday was hilarious.
Hours? It's because I'm in love. I have a crush on everybody, and I really do. You know when you have a crush on someone when you're first in love, you know? I get that feeling for real, for everybody. I have a crush on the whole world, to be honest with you. I was at Baskin-Robbins the other night, and I got this major crush on some old guy standing in line, and I wanted to buy him ice cream because I was just like, I love him, and I feel God lets me feel his love for people, and so I really did, but God stopped me from buying him. Maybe he couldn't handle my love, so God didn't let me buy him a quart of ice cream because I couldn't do that. But, you know, I stalk people all day, and the thing is it's not, when I say I have a crush on you, it's not like, you know, like I want to marry you. It's just that I really love you. Like, and the truth is, you guys, when we get to, when we're really loving each other the way Christ loves us, it's so pure. That's why you can talk with the male. You know, in the church, for too long, the church has separated males from females. Okay? I hate that about religion. All the men can go to their little men's fellowship, and then the women get separated, and they go with the women, and I thought that was always so boring. I hated women's groups. I always hated
them. I know. I don't
want to
go hang out with dudes the whole time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When I got married, it got even worse. Then it was only the married woman. And my best friends were single people because they're fun. So I never fit in anywhere. And all along, all this time, it really wasn't God doing it, you guys. God did not create that institution. It's control. You know how you get healed up and healthy? Is by having healthy male-female relationships, okay? And that's how you get healthy. You're not supposed to say, oh, you're a man. I can't talk to you because I'm a married woman. That is ridiculous, okay? And this fellowship, males and females are talking about things that the church says is gross. You know, they accused us of being nasty in the chat room when we weren't. We were being real. We were being true lovers of Christ and each other, you know, and we were discussing things that people go through as a real family would, okay? It was the birds and the bees talk the other night, and it wasn't dirty, and it wasn't gross. And, you know, honestly, I tell you, even the middle finger, people think if you point the middle finger at somebody that you're cussing them out. But, like, in China, the middle finger, if someone in China puts up an index finger, the other one on the left by the pinky, that's like saying, you know, F you. In Chinese, right?
The middle
so
finger is my favorite finger.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, today we went on a walk in the mountains with my sister again. It's Celebrate Nate Day, so we, you know, little Nate, John Jr., John Nate Jr., and we took him out there, and we just had a great day. And when we were on our walk, God was talking to me about the middle finger. And I was like, no, are you serious? He was just telling me people take their body parts that he gave them, and they turn them into cuss words. And he said, your middle finger is not evil. So I said, okay, God, so can I just start waving at people with my middle finger then when I'm driving? I'm telling you, guys, God cracks me up. Like, we talk like this. I'm on a walk with my sister and my kid, and God talks like this to me. So I'm, like, laughing. I'm on a walk with them. In my head, I'm laughing, and we have a snake. A snake came across our path. And God's talking to me about the middle finger and saying, yeah, you can start waving with people at the middle finger, and it's holy. And I was like, no, you didn't, God. And then right then there was a snake in the path. And, you know, I freaked out. There's, like, this snake in the path, and I'm thinking I'm going to get bit by a snake. And God's making me laugh in my head about the middle finger, right? And my sister's laughing. She's like, it's not going to bite you. My sister thinks the snake is funny. My son's screaming. And I don't like snakes, okay? But anyway, I must be rambling. We should have Jason Chambers mute me. Kenny, will you mute me?
Bring Chris on here. I'll talk to Chris.
You know what? You go. Katie can't mute me because she's not even there. She probably, like, went to the store.
I know. She's so, like, ridiculous with being the host. She'll, like, leave.
Are you talking about me?
Okay, that's it.
Yeah.
I'm right here, guys.
She's there.
I put
she's
myself
there.
On mute because I don't like to hear myself talk.
We'll
I would just make it a joke, but you guys, really, to the pure, all things are pure, okay? I'm almost done with my rant. Is this okay, Katie? Can I rant?
Yeah.
I'm almost done with it, but yeah, so we ran across a snake, and it was really cute. But see, God, you know, you guys, God's your best friend. So I was, like, laughing in my head. Me and God are talking. He's like, yeah, you could start waving at people with your middle finger, and it's holy. And I'm like, no, that's funny. And he's like, what he was trying to tell me was, it's all holy. It's what you do with your body part. It's what you make of it. If you have a pure and clean mind, which I do, okay, I'm a squeaky, clean, perfect person, and I'm not even a sinner. Okay, let me explain that. God revealed to me, he said, once you receive me, you're no longer a sinner. You become a saint. But you still sin, but I've atoned for it. So if you have not received Christ in your life and asked him to forgive you for your sins, you guys, you are a sinner, okay? You need salvation. But once you receive him into your life and ask him to forgive you your sins, you have now become a saint. See, we're a fellowship of saints. RCC are a bunch of saints. But do we sin sometimes? Yes. But does sin plague me? No. I don't have a sin problem, you guys. There's no sin that has me entangled. Do you believe me?
Yeah.
There really is no I'm telling you the truth here. I'm not entangled by sin, you guys. I'm just not. And neither is my son, and he's 10. And you don't have to be either. See, but you're going to sin until he gets here, because that's what happened at the garden. So that's why Jesus died. So that's why God told Luco the other day, don't worry about your past, your present, or your future sins, Luco, because I've covered them. Remember that,
yeah.
Luco, how he told
yeah,
you that?
Yeah, he said, yeah,
okay.
he was like, don't even worry about your future sins.
Okay, why don't you tell him what he said so I can continue on my rant, because this
that's
is
what
really
I
deep.
Did.
Tell
I just said, he just said, don't even worry about your future sin.
All right, so
you just.
I heard Chris laughing. You better shut up.
Yeah, I know.
Mute him.
That's what I'm
saying.
No.
I don't want to hear it. I've been battling all day over you.
Oh, I know. Jason already told me.
Like,
you know what Jason called the evening show today? He goes, oh, I'm staying far from the evening show. He goes, you guys should name the evening show Sodom and Gomorrah. You guys are dirty. Oh, my God. But we're not dirty. You guys, the thing is, we're perfectly clean and pure. We're spotless. See, you have to understand who you are. See, that's why I can say things that other people can't say, because it makes them feel dirty and bad, because they don't know who they are. I made a one-minute video a day ago, and it says, know who you are. It's 1 minute, and I keep saying, know who you are. And once you know it, believe it. You can't just know it, then you have to believe who you are. And the Bible says you're perfect, because God looks at you. He looks at you through the blood of his son, so you're squeaky clean. I'm perfect. So I can raise my middle finger. I can cuss. I can do whatever, and I'm glorified.
You're
right?
Streaking.
I'm free to do whatever I want. I'm free.
I've actually gone streaking before, because I was so free.
What's that? What'd you say?
I've actually gone streaking before. I'm that free.
Yeah. Exactly. You could go to a naked church if you want, you know? I mean, you guys, here's the thing. Everyone's focused on sin because they don't know who they are. Once you know who you are, you know, you're not a sinner. If you receive Christ and you've asked him to forgive your sins, you are still going to sin until he gets here. I'll be sinning on the day he comes. I'm probably going to have already eaten a half a dozen donuts and something. You know, I will have sinned. But see, he atoned for that. Am I saying everybody go out and sin? No. But what I'm saying is, if you would quit being so preoccupied with your sin, you would actually stop it. And I'm just telling you from experience, I've been at this for 28 years. I used to be the most miserable Christian, a lot like these people on YouTube that are totally not knowing how much God loves them. My brothers and sisters on YouTube persecute me, but it's not because they're evil. It's just that they don't know boo-boo the way I know boo-boo. They don't know my Jesus Christ. They don't know him as deep as I. They don't know how much he loves them. I used to be a lot like a lot of these people. They have a lot of fear, so they haven't let his perfect love cast out their fear, so they're afraid of their own shadow. They're afraid of their own sin. They're so trembling and afraid of everything, and then they, in that fear, they accuse people. But when you know that you're fully loved and you're made perfect in God's love, and it can take 5 minutes. It does not take a year, 5 minutes. All you have to do is believe what God says about you, and then you're free. Now, that's the thing. So these people that come against me, I have a whole new round of people coming against me today saying they're going to get my kids taken away. It's the thing. It's a joke. Now they're saying they're going to get my channel shut down because there's child abuse on the channel. I mean, it's ridiculous, but they can't handle
Dude.
My Jesus.
John's
yeah.
barely in
Go ahead.
Any videos anymore anyway. I don't see how where the abuse is coming from.
But you see, they're offended at Jesus. They're offended. And so they want to shut it down. Now, I'll tell you what. Here's why I laugh. And really, if you really know me, people know me, I really do laugh at this persecution. I call it Percy Whack. Persecution Whack. It's called Percy Whack. It's the best you can get. The more they persecute you, the more hammered I get. I get so hammered. I'm like, I got a whole bunch of swarm of people telling me today, that now they're going to get the channel shut down because it's child abuse. They call it video abuse. And so here's the thing. I'm laughing my head off because what they don't know is this. They can't do anything but what the Lord allows. So if God allows it to get shut down, well, you know, that's why we have radio shows. You're never going to shut this jackass up. You're never going to shut up the RCC Fellowship. You can't do it. It's impossible. Now, if God, I don't think they're going to be successful at doing it because God has shown me that what we're doing is changing a nation. But, you know.
They can't do it. With all the crap that YouTube puts up, do you really think they can do anything? I mean, come on. YouTube is full of so much filth and disgust, and, you know, it's not like YouTube is just a place for Christians. YouTube could care less
yeah.
that you're talking about masturbation. The videos are on. I don't even want to talk about it. Let's just talk about something else. Cause I've been fighting with these guys all day, you know, and trying to show them love, but.
But you don't understand,
you know,
Chris.
Why did
Nate
say they were child abuse and just mention?
Yeah, Nate's all mad. He's like, they're child abuse. But you know what's funny, you guys? This, you know what it is, Chris? And I appreciate you trying to fight for your boo-boo, and he'll bless you for that. But you know what? I'll just tell you what right now. Everybody loves me. You know, the only people that don't like me are religious hypocrites. But in my life, you guys, I'm a really nice person, so everybody loves me. Worldly people love me. But religious hypocritical Christians, they hate me. They've always hated me. I couldn't understand why I never fit in church, and then God helped me understand it all. So the last 10 years of my Christian walk have been over the top great. The last 5, just off the charts. But I never could understand why they hated me so much. It's because religious hypocrites, they really do hate Jesus. It's an antichrist spirit. But they're people that just don't understand God's love. That's why I'm not mad at Todd. I love Brother Todd. Like, I'm so stalking him. Like, I invited him today to come to the church,
well,
like, to call in.
I think we need to do something on, like on bestiality or something, because after arguing with them, you know, I was trying to, all the messages I went to him with, I approached them in love. I made sure I controlled my my problems. But it ended up, you know, I was so ticked off from having to control myself while they're being complete retards that I ended up getting my whole house cleaned. I got a great workout in. I got a 3-mile run in. So let's, like, do this every day so I can get back on my workout schedule.
Yeah, the Lord actually told me.
Go ahead, Luca. Go ahead.
Oh, no, because I really wanted to defend myself against some comments. And the Lord told me, he's like, stop trying to defend yourself. And I was like, okay. And he's like, I'll defend you. And I'm like, all right. You know? And that's probably, because most likely with me, I would probably just dig a ditch deeper for me and make myself look even more satanic. So, yeah, he just told me that he'll defend me, so I don't have to worry about anything.
Well,
it
wasn't so much about
defending,
but what ticked me off was when they came, you know, they were making comments, putting people's real names and addresses out there. That ticked me off because, okay, yes, they might be, you know, they might be stable, but other people that don't agree with what we think, you know, or the way we are, could not be stable, watch that video, get ticked off, find the information that they're throwing out there, and next thing you know, people are getting hurt and all kinds of crazy stuff's going on, you know, and that is ridiculous, you know, and these guys are, you know, I know they love God, but retarded.
Yeah, I just want to interrupt really quick. I love it when God talks to little John, and God just literally told little John, say it, sweetheart. He said they won't be able to shut it down. He said just like they tried before and it didn't work, it's not going to work this time, which is cool.
And they're also faking it when they did it before because they're just trying to intimidate my mom's face and my mom didn't back down.
Oh, that's cool. Little John just said they tried to intimidate my mom's face, but my mom didn't back down. I mean, what 10-year-old do you know that talks like that? But anyway, I love it. So, guys, I've got to tell you this. Joe Greto just sent me a text, and he said it perfectly. He said, they will hate you as they hated me. That's in the Bible. Jesus. They hated Jesus. So, you guys, they're going to hate the RCC church just like they hated Jesus. Okay, so be excited about that. I'm telling you,
hey,
there's
Judy,
a lot of glory on being persecuted. Instead of fighting it, have fun with it. I have a troll that I talk to all the time on my inbox. We're like best friend trolls. He's one that made a video about me, and we've become really good friends. He still hasn't taken his video down, but we have a great time chatting. You just love your enemies, you know. I'm glad, Luco, that God didn't have you do that. You know, I'm glad, Luco, that you didn't respond. You just obey your father because, see, God loves them. God loves those religious hypocrites. I just want you guys to know that. He loves all of his children, and I love them too. He has to spank some of them, but he really doesn't want to do it, but he's going to have to. You know, but once we translate, our rapture-centric church is a gift to the religious hypocrites. Because some of them are going to go, oh, crap, they were right. I better get rid of my judgment now so I can go to the feast in 7 days. You see what a great setup this was for God to do this? You guys, Don't you love how God mm-hmm. works, Luco?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
God said it all up,
what?
Guys. What?
You mentioned, you brought up Joe, but it was so awesome because today he was all like, because he used to live like in Oregon, kind of like right by where I live, you know, and he was all like, yeah, I made a bet with God that if he doesn't come in 10 days, I'm going to come to Mount Hood, and so me and him are going to get to actually hang out. It's going to be pretty awesome. Be jealous.
Yeah, I love Joe just...
Well, I honestly, have you guys been keeping up on, you know, I mean, I heard Katie mention a couple things. I'm surprised Katie didn't hear about all the rest of this. Just in the past 2 hours, Ukraine, Russia invaded Ukraine with 80,000 troops that they had on their border.
Yeah, I saw that. It's crazy.
Yeah, they just did that 2 hours ago. And then on top of that, Obama did another one of his executive order deals, and this was just on CNN like 5-10 minutes ago. He did an executive order to relinquish the internet to the global to the globalist community, and Rockefeller and everybody, all the Illuminatus, are all now in control of the internet. It's no longer run by America; it's run by the globalists.
Mm.
And he did above Congress, and just what Congress said no, a bunch of people said no, and he just gave it away today and relinquished all the rights to, because America controlled the domain names, you know, for the internet. Well, once they released it to the you know, globalist community, now. You know, I imagine what they're going to do now is censor us, is what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Well,
and that lines up with what somebody dreamed about. Somebody had a dream with a big red box, and it said censorship in the middle of it.
Yeah, so I think, you know, this is, I mean, it's like a couple days here, and we're, you know, that's all we got, you know, if it lasts that long. I really, really think so. I mean, it's just all coming together, you know, ridiculously fast.
Amen. Yep.
So,
you know what I really enjoy about?
I just believe that. You write an executive order to give away the internet, you know, to the global
community. It's freaking crazy,
community.
I know.
Yeah. It's so exciting. This bad news only a rapture retard can appreciate, right, Katie?
Yeah, and then I loved it. I was, here we go. I was like, Lord, why are we still here? They take the internet that we can't talk anymore. So you got to get us out of here.
You guys, he is. He's taking us as a group. That's why I always think our last service is the last one. Like, this is probably our last service. And I don't know if you guys... I really don't take this for granted that we get to do this for 4 hours a day. I mean, you don't know how blessed we are. You do. Most of you do. But I've been around the world. I've been to so many different countries. I never appreciated America until I went to other countries, you guys. I'm talking even nice countries. You know, I mean, really, you guys, I've been all over. Everyone wants to go to Australia and Sweden. No, you don't. You guys, America has really been blessed by God, okay? And now he's allowed Satan to be our president. Because Babylon, it's time for her, her time is done. But we really do have a great, we have been really blessed to live here. This freedom that we have right now, it won't be taken before we leave, okay? The bride gets this until we go. But what I'm saying is appreciate it, you guys, because, I mean, I've been to the underground churches in China. I've smuggled Bibles to China. I've been to the underground churches in Vietnam. These people, they have to meet secretly, you guys, and we're just blessed. We're blessed, we're blessed, we're blessed. And that's why... This is our time to love each other and to share. So with that said, Katie, why don't we bring on some callers and let's hear what God's saying to you. Let's just enjoy, because look at, each one of us brings a different flavor of Christ. You know, the other night on the phone when we were saying, Jesus, we want you here at our service, say something, you know, because we want him to clap and fart. And you know what God was telling me? He says, I am speaking. I'm speaking through Katie. I'm speaking through Chris. I'm speaking through Michelle that called in. I'm speaking through Stacy. You know, and I'm like, okay, God, all right, but you know what I wanted, God? I wanted like a fart or a clap, you know? And he's like, I will. He's like, I'll do that sometime. But you guys, do you understand what I'm saying, how deep this goes? We are Christ to each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, everyone's on the line, so you can talk. Everyone can talk.
And also, I just want to say, we are all people. We are all friends of God and friends of one another now. But each of us also have different gifts, even on top of just being straight-up friends. God has put the office of a prophet on Dustin and my son. He's put the office of a prophetess on Katie. So Katie will just get random prophetic messages that will knock us all off our feet. Well, that was Jesus telling us that. When Katie's saying these things, you guys, it's Jesus saying it, and it's huge. Other people in the chat room get these prophetic messages. When people are prophesying, you guys, receive it as Jesus in the room saying it to you, okay? Now, also, Luco has the gift of teaching. He is a teacher. If you still are having a hard time understanding, hearing God's voice, all you have to do is call Luco at 503-816-4624. I have it memorized because I put it on so many of my videos. And you can call him, and he will help unstick you. He will help you in less than 5 minutes start hearing God, because that's a teaching gift. You guys understand how amazing this fellowship is that God's given us? There should be no need. No need, because God has met our needs through himself and with each other. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
We're just so blessed.
Everyone's on the line, Judy, so everyone can talk if they want. So feel free to say something, guys.
We're gonna be quiet, and Chris, let's let them talk, okay? I'm going to promise to shut up, and let's just let someone new talk, okay? We're going to be quiet until they do. How's that?
I've been being good.
Yeah, actually, Chris, you're great. And Chris, later on after communion, I want you to do your little preach, because you were saying you had a preach. But let's not do it yet. Let's let some new people call in.
So we got 413-973-626 and 818 and 81. Yeah, so speak.
Just hi. Love
hello.
You.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, Keith. Hey, Keith and Nellie. Saying hi to everybody.
Hi everybody.
Love everybody. Love you, Judy. You guys can just leave me on. I want to listen to other people talk.
All you're going to hear is me and Judy ramble on.
Yeah. Well, that's
unless
fun
you
to
guys
listen
actually
to.
Say something.
No,
I want
Chris
Judy
is the
to
one
do
that
a video
ran.
On.
Oh yeah, you're so innocent. Yeah, okay.
I'm playing. You know, I'm playing. I love you. Well, anybody else on the line wants to say anything? Because I have an idea. If they're not going to talk up.
Oh no, no, I'll talk now. I'm not going to, you know, wimp out. I'm here. I just want to be here. Tell me what you were going to do, Judy. This is a lot.
Well, you don't have to say anything, honey, if you don't want, but God told me that the reason why we have two services a day is because he wants his true bride to speak because they have things to say, and he said they've been shut down in the traditional church, and some of them have, and some of them just need to publicly pronounce their love for God and what he's doing. And be proud of him. And he said, this is a show, an opportunity for my true bride to show me off and for me to show them off before I marry them. So, you know, we're the hosts here. Like, we're happy to show God off, and we do it all the time. But he wants not just the hosts, Katie, Luke, and Carter, and me, but he wants you as well. So if you have something to test, obviously don't. If you have nothing to say, it's cool. I'm not trying to say something. But if I just want you to talk about, just talk about God and what is he doing and, you know, anything. We just want to hear you.
Well, I'll tell you. I was really seeking after him hard. I was, you know, I was seeking after him so hard that I started a novena, my very favorite novena. It's a novena that is credited to Pablo Pia. Shoot, I can't remember his name. Anyway, I wanted this so desperately. I want you to know that I just looked out my window and there's a full moon right next to my picture of Jesus. At any rate,
what's happening?
It's beautiful.
Oh, you are gone. Okay.
Okay. I have to tell you that I've been having a wonderful time with this because it's on me to dig, and I want to, you know, tell you brides out there that, boy, if there was ever a time to dig, baby, it is right now.
This is the radio show.
Know what I'm saying? So,
it's a spiritual one. We talked to like 20,000 people.
We
talk about God. No, he's in our life. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I want to encourage the bride. There is no time like right now. If you only knew, this is the best time. And, you know, come up here and open up your voice and just look around you, feel what you feel, and just be there with us because it's a powerful experience. It really is. And, I mean, maybe it's not for you. One of the things that I have found, if you want to be silent at home, I get that. What I have found is that when people are speaking from their heart, when RCC is speaking, that the word of God comes to your heart, listening, even if you are not speaking. And this is a powerful thing. Last night was over the top. So do that too, you know, and call in. That was my rant, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, Alana. We know Alana's name. We know her voice. And we love Alana. And,
amen.
Jason in the chat room, he can't call right now, but he wanted me to tell everyone Jason 302, not Jason Chambers, but Jason wanted to tell everybody thank you for those prophetic words because he listened to the show in the archive and he got really blessed. You guys remember when we played telephone on Jason yesterday?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he just wanted to thank everybody that gave him words, so I'm doing this for him because he can't call in. But he also almost could have been killed today in a car accident, and he just wanted to give God glory and say, wow, God really watched over him today. He had a really horrible thing happen, but God kept him safe. And you guys, we're just blessed to be here in one piece. You know, I know a lot of us are struggling with different things, health and finances, but we're still together. We're still a family. And if you want to give to people in need, Keith is on the line, and he has a PayPal account. Also, I want to announce Rhea. She's in the chat room. Her name is VRY777. She's one of our people, too. And she just set up a PayPal yesterday, and I told her to. She didn't want to. I made her. But it just makes it easier to give money, really. It's just super simple. But if anyone wants to bless her, just go to Rhea's YouTube. Her comments are on all my videos, so just click on. And she could use $20. You know, if everybody gave her $20, we could keep her electricity on. Okay? So.
Well, where's the PayPal? Like, how do we need the PayPal address, don't we?
Okay, so her chat, she's VRY777, okay? But if you go to my videos, her name is Rhea, R-I-A. And you
can
just click
who
on.
Is, but...
All you have to do is just click on and go to her YouTube channel, and it's in the description area is her PayPal.
Oh, all right, cool. Yeah, I'm already subscribed to Rhea, so I'll just.
I love Rhea. And the thing about Rhea is I forced her to do this, just so you know. She's a mighty woman of faith. She's a strong believer, but, you know, on the 17th, if we're still here, we probably won't be, but her electricity will get shut down, and we don't want that to happen because we want to see her at church. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to send some money. Everybody pitch in. Everybody, let's get the, you know, Get this taken care of. Yeah, I mean, even if you could send a buck, you know, whatever you can do.
I hope she's not mad at me for saying this out loud, because I asked her if I could in the chat room and I didn't get a response, or if she did respond and I didn't see it because I've been talking. So,
Oh, no.
No big deal. We help each other out here. We're family. We don't want anyone losing their cable because we have to be able to keep talking to you.
I mean, if you can't see, like, Katie and I, when the show ended last night, if you can't tell that we are, you know, we are blessed by God and by God's presence, you know, when the show ended, Katie was still getting words, I was still getting words, so we started, you know, just kept prophesying in chat, and this is how anointed it was. And we were prophesying. I'd get the first half of a sentence, and she'd get the second half of a sentence, and it would just flow into the same, the same prophecy from the two of us from Alabama to Pennsylvania, you know, and just flow right into, you know, God's words just spilling out. You know, I mean, it's just amazing. That happened two or three times that I noticed when I was looking back through the chat log.
Yep. Yeah. So I guess Rhea post her YouTube stuff here in chat so people can help her out. Like Keith says, if everyone can just give $20, it adds up, you know? So, anywho, does anybody else want to share this on the line? Well, we're gonna be quiet. Let's be quiet until they speak up.
Could you guys say one more time how you reached this woman's site? Because I Googled and YouTube Rhea. I got a billion Rhea's. Can you be real specific for us?
Yeah. I asked her in chat to make it easier for us, so she's working on that. Okay. Alana, all you have to do is go to one of my videos, and all you have to do is click on one of her comments. It's Rhea, R-I-A. She always comments on my videos. So find a comment and then just click on her name, and it'll take you to her YouTube channel, which will then take you to the PayPal site in her description area.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
Oh, she just put it in the chat room, but you're not in the chat room, right, Alana?
Nah, Kate, I haven't figured out how to do it yet. Not a technological genius.
Amen.
That's all right. You know, I'll find a name on one of your comments. That's cool. Thanks.
Oh, okay, honey. Here, she just gave it to me. Okay, are you ready? I'm going to tell you her YouTube channel. Okay, are you ready?
Oh, sure. Right there.
RIA777H, as in hello. RIA777H.
Okay. Ah!
Bingo.
Cool.
Thank you. Or maybe that's her PayPal code. I don't know. I'm kind of dumb, too. Don't worry about it. Oh, no, that's her YouTube channel. Oh, okay. And then are you hearing me, Alana? Can you hear me, dear?
Yeah.
Okay, once you go to her YouTube, if you click on the About section. So once you get to her YouTube channel, you click on the button that says About. And then right there.
You saved me about an hour.
And then there's a leak. In worst case scenario, you know, there's enough people getting it now. So if for some reason your technical skills can't get her the money, I think she'll get enough. But I think you'll figure it out. Trust me, no one can be more technically retarded than me. I mean, look at my videos; they're like a black screen. You know.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
I think I got your beat. Half the time I can't log into chat.
Well, you know, the reason why I can't have Rhea's electricity taken out is because she's the one that makes me laugh the hardest in chat after church. I mean, I do. Last night I was up until 12:30 a.m. in chat with a bunch of weirdos, and Rhea's the one that originally came up with ass cream, instead of ice cream. And I don't know, there's a lot of anointing on ass cream. It's funny.
Yeah,
it gets rid of wrinkles.
On page, and I'm on her home page. Now where do I go?
You go to the About section. The About. Press the About button.
Okay. Okay. Send message. Where's it at? Over to the right or left or what?
He's
got a bunch of videos.
Hey, Rhea, Chris is trying to figure it out. And if Chris can't figure it out, none of us will. So you better help him out here.
Where's it at?
Thank you, guys. I don't feel like too much of an idiot now.
You know what Ed Bell said? He only helps Americans.
Oh, my goodness.
Bell only helps Americans. Okay, I do have to say this.
Anybody
okay.
that doesn't donate, I'm coming to your house, and I'm bringing my ball back. Now get on here and donate.
I think she's in Canada. Hey, listen, Rhea's telling me to tell you that it's you can find it. It's Chris, you know what? I'll help you later on, all right? Just quit wasting our time, okay?
Okay.
All right. But here's the thing. There's another guy, too, that just everyone give her $20 today, and then tomorrow give Keith $20. But Rhea needs it now because the electricity is going to get turned off, like on the 17th. And if you give the PayPal now, it takes like 24 hours for it to process. So everyone needs to go do that like right after service and click on. It's really easy to do PayPal. So. You know, anybody else on the line want to share with anything that God's doing? Because we have some things we can do if you're not going to share. Katie, are you still there? Luca, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Luca's not on the phone.
Katie, I want to say I really appreciate your videos. Please don't stop doing them. I really, like, ask my son, like, every time that you give us a new, I really like the way that God tells us the news through you. So I wish you'd keep that up. You know, I know you said last night in one of your videos you might not make any more, and I really do appreciate getting the news from both you and Dustin because in addition to being good with telling us the news, you guys are on it right away, but you guys also have a gift from the Lord to you hear God. So prophetically, when you see the news prophetically, you get more insight, and it really blesses the body. So we were in chat last night, and Katie put out like 3 videos. And we're like, oh, we have to leave chat to go listen to her news videos, and then we came back, you know?
Oh,
wow. Well, I'm going to put some more tonight, so...
Yeah, good. It really is a blessing to the body because, you see, God's giving us the news to bless us. All right?
Okay.
He's showing us, bride, be encouraged. I just gave you a 6.9 earthquake in California, Judy. Are you happy now? I'm like, yes, God, I needed that. Okay, and then he says, okay, well, there's a war about to start. You guys excited? I'm coming. And then Katie makes a video on why. And, you know, this whole plane disappearing, that whole thing is a setup for people to be prepared for people to disappear for the rapture. I mean, you guys have to see the news through prophetic eyes. I mean, this bad news is great news. People disappearing in an airline, that's all a setup. They're doing that on purpose to get you ready for the mass disappearance, which will be a...
you're kidding me. I've got to remember my PayPal account.
Chris, I've done that before. I've forgotten my PayPal PIN number. If you just say you forgot it, they'll email you a new one, like, in less than 5 minutes.
Oh, all right. I'll do that.
Yeah, I've had to do that before. Trust me. I always lose all my PIN words, my passcodes, everything.
Yeah, I can't remember that crap, and I never use my PayPal. I think I created it and used it maybe twice.
Hey, Chris, hey, while you're doing that, tell us all how much you're going to give Rhea. How much you're going to give her?
I'm giving her 20.
20 why? Give her 100.
I wish I could. If I could,
I'm
I would.
Kidding.
I just got done paying
Chris,
all
I'm
my
kidding.
Bills today, so.
I, I'm just kidding, Chris. I really am. If everybody gives 20, you know, it's going to be great. It's really going to bless our sissy. We're going to help her out because we love her. And we help out Keith because we love him. You guys better be helping Keith out. Why don't you put the link to Keith's channel in here, too?
So sweet.
I am going to say, in Rhea's defense, I'm the one that made her do a PayPal. I'm just letting you guys know because she lives, I think, in Canada, and I don't want to be spending money the hard way. I'm like, make this easy for me.
It's so sweet of you to say that, Judy. Thank you so much. And everyone that helps is wonderful. It makes a big, big difference for me. Even a little bit makes all the difference for me.
Yeah,
Keith,
God,
I'm sorry I can't
up.
Afford it. I still got to pay my gas bill, so.
Yeah, well, you know what, Chris? You know where you can go.
<You're funny. laughs>
Well, if nobody's going to share
I wonder why
an email.
I divorced.
Yeah, I kicked him to the curb. But if no one's going to share, I get emails and inboxes of miracles that God's doing with people. They're just too shy to call in and start sharing those right now. But I really would like to hear some voices. Like, Keith, I mean, I'm glad you're on the line. You know, I don't think we've heard enough from you about what God's doing. You know, it doesn't have to be just, you know, if anyone's on the phone right now and wants to share more, we'd love to hear it. Otherwise,
okay.
I'm going to be forced to go to my inbox here. And I'm happy to share stuff from my inbox. I get lots of people telling me that God's doing amazing things, and I'm happy to share that. I just really would like, I'd really like to hear it live because God wants to do that.
Talking to Christina Williams today, we've been really hanging out and chatting, like, YouTube. She's been so helpful and just wonderful about just finding just about healing things and just really, really wonderful. And I've been helping her with my, open up her gift of knowledge
mm-hmm.
and different things. But I asked her, I taught her how to, you know, a lot of people have the gift of knowledge, but they don't really know how to activate it. So if you have the gift of knowledge or you want to activate your gift of knowledge, then you can ask the Lord, Lord, give me a word of knowledge on, and then you just ask the question, whatever you want to know. And you just would ask like one question a day and, you know, just go about your business, and then you'll hear something from the Lord. And if you don't, you can ask again. So, like, Lord, I want to know, give me a word of knowledge on the rapture, for instance, you know, and you can make it very specific. So I had her ask that question today, and because I said, this is how you get your stuff from the Lord. It's a great way to hear from the Lord more clearly. It's also a way to, like, you'll increase your hearing from the Lord. He'll communicate more through you, and you'll realize that it's always been there. You just have to activate. Sometimes you just need to, there's something you can do rather than just sit around and wait. So I had her ask about the rapture, and what she got from the Lord was it's sooner than you think, which I love. I was so excited to hear that. Sooner than you think. I'm like, well, I think it's going to be today, so that means sooner, you know. So that's just a simple way that anyone out there that wants to activate their gift of knowledge can just say, Lord, give me a, you say, Lord, give me a word of knowledge on, and then you just ask a very specific question. You can ask about your job, your friends, your relatives, and their salvation, and all kinds of things. It's a really great way to kind of get insight from the Lord that you normally, you know, may not be getting. Now, the gift of knowledge would be information. So if you got a word of knowledge from the Lord, that's usually information, data, knowledge about things. The gift of wisdom now would be the secret to how that thing works. So it's like, you know, if you could get knowledge about something, but God could also give you the gift of wisdom, and that would be the secret of how something works. So, like, for me, right now, sharing how to do this is the gift of wisdom. So many people have the gift of knowledge. Not everybody has all these gifts, but I like to encourage people to always expand their gifts and exercise them. But if you ever figure out how things work or you just get it from the Lord, that's the gift of wisdom. And then there's many other gifts, but those are just two gifts I wanted to share today for everybody to use.
So thank you, Chris. We have another teacher.
Thank you.
I mean, Keith. Yeah, we have another teacher among us. Thank you. That's wonderful.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Katie, are you getting any prophetic words yet?
Not right now. Not right this second.
Okay.
I haven't.
What do you think? You can just pull prophecies out of us?
Kate, is Red X calling in? I think, is anyone else called in, Katie?
I don't know, but everyone's on the line, so everyone's unmuted.
All right. Well,
so we got like a lot of callers on.
Okay,
pick a number,
Katie.
Pick a caller, Katie, and ask them if they want to say
something.
All right,
973.
Oh, hi, kids. I'm just listening to everything, and love yous all. And I'm happy listening. I'm just listening. I can always read he and I to you, you know. But
yeah,
Katie, say another number.
Okay.
Hi, honey.
Another area code, please.
818.
That's me. Go pick another one.
413.
Oh, that's me.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, sweetie.
Hey.
Oh, hey.
Hey, baby. How are you?
How you doing, honey?
Well, you know something? On the East Coast, today was a day of hope. I was able to look and see that my plants had survived. The snow is slowly going, still there, but it was a day of hope on the East Coast. It's been rough up in here, but it was beautiful. We could actually see the sun.
Amen. Amen.
Cool.
All right, 626. Hey, it's Leah. That's just funny. Hey, Leah.
Leah, can you laugh for us?
Yeah.
What did you say?
can you laugh for us? We like your laugh.
I can try.
Let's do a fake laugh. Okay, Leah, I'll do a fake one, and then you do a fake one. Okay, here I go. I'll start.
Hey guys, I'll be right back, okay? I'll be right back.
No, don't leave. Okay.
Hey, I want to tell you something that was pretty cool. Like the other day, it was like Thursday, and I was going over like my money, and I had money in the beginning of the week, and I knew I had to pay. I had to pay somebody with it, and I did that. And then I had, like, other money that I had to spend on, like, a bill. And then I was just like, oh, definitely running short on money, but I wasn't worried about it. Because I was like, oh, it's okay. The Lord will take care of it. And he did. It was pretty cool because Thursday morning I woke up and I have this little basket that I have next to my bed. And, like, usually when I get paid, like, on Fridays I'll put money in it. But, you know, I know, like, when there's no money in it, and there was, like, no money in it and hadn't been for, like, days because I had paid all my bills. But when I woke up on Thursday morning, apparently there was money in it, and my husband sends me a text message. He's like, oh, I took $20 for gas from the bedroom. And I was like, what? I'm like, I didn't have any money. And so then I went in there, and then minus the $20, there was still, like, $140 sitting in the basket. From nowhere.
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Boy.
What? How do you think it got there, Leah?
And that's like that's happened. That's probably like the second time that's happened in like 6 months. Like before, like, kind of thing. Where I gotten paid, and I was like to pay tithes. That's just something that I feel that, you know, something that I want to do because I know that the Lord provides for me, so I willingly give money back to him. And I'm like, yeah, here, sure, take it. And then I only had, I think at that point, like $80, and then, you know, but I had to pay for tithes, and then I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to do this and worry about the rest. And then when I came home from church that day, not only did I get that $80 back, but I got like $80 more.
Wow.
And
wow.
Materialized. So,
amazing.
I mean, it's only because I can trust him with my finances that, you know, he does that. So I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's so cool.
That is cool. Whoa. Wow. Good
for you.
How about
me? Hey guys, I'm back.
Hi,
Katie. Katie, pick another Eric out.
If you're on the line right now and you want to talk, we're gonna stay silent. We're going to let you talk. So we're going to stay
Katie,
silent. Here we go.
Katie, call out an area code. Hello.
All right. Well, I'm going to share some. Okay. Katie?
Yes.
She's so cute. She's all, I'm back. I don't think, is there any new callers, my dear?
No, we still got the same people. 914.
You know what? I think it's great. We heard Leah, we heard Keith, we heard Pat, we heard Alana, we heard Chris, we heard Luca, we heard you, we heard me. That's 8 people. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
I think we're just all ready, you know. We're just ready and waiting.
Yeah.
Hi to Luco. Hey, Luco. It's me, Keith.
Hey.
Judy, read some miracles for us.
Yeah,
okay.
Judy.
I'll go ahead and do that. I'm going to go over my page now.
Yes.
And it only take me a second. Clickety-clickety-clickety-click. All at the click of a... Pat, why don't you read your stuff while I'm getting it?
What, hon?
Why don't you read one of your things while I'm picking
okay.
up the best story?
First, Judy, did you like the donkey thing I sent you?
Yes.
Wasn't that
funny?
Was that funny? That how they got
yes.
the donkey to talk? Oh, my gosh, that was hysterical. Yeah,
yeah
we one day... Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, we just tell really bad blonde jokes and donkey jokes and just do that for the rest of the service. Maybe we should.
Well, let me read, I'll read you some of he and I, because this will be uplifting to a lot of everybody out there. I'm sure it will. So she was worried about something, Gabrielle. So Jesus says, don't worry. Since you can't do anything about these things, you don't need to bother about them. They're my concern. Just put them in my hands, and that's all that matters. Don't you need practice in trusting me? You know how I love your childlike confidence in me. These are moments to show how little you are and give me a chance to take care of you as a husband takes care of his wife, who is weak and needs love and a strong arm to lean on. No, it's not an illusion. You're not in error, only in the shadow land, just feeling your way by faith. I plan it this way, so throw yourself into my arms. Say that you believe, that you hope, that you love, and commit your entire being to me. So there you go, brides. He loves being the husband. Amen. Yeah. Give it all to him and just let him take care of it. He loves it. Lots of trust. What, you have miracle stories?
Yeah. I have people telling me all kinds of stuff. Hold on. I'm trying to find... I have to weed through a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
Well, I don't really, but I want to stick out. I'm going to my email now instead of my
okay.
inbox because.
Well, if I could figure out this PayPal. Now they want me to verify security questions to reset my password, and I don't have any idea.
I hate PayPal. I won't use it. I hate PayPal. Stick it on a credit card and send it out. Oh. Hate PayPal.
I love PayPal.
Because I'm a dummy.
I'm kidding. I'm checking out my bank account in PayPal. PayPal rules. But Chris is just stupid because he forgot his password and he's not. It should only take you like 5 seconds to set up a new one. What's wrong with you, Chris?
That's
no,
what I'm
I tried
do.
To do.
I just
they wouldn't
get
let
out
me.
All this and make a new email address and start
no.
a new one.
My husband passed away, and they wouldn't let me do one for myself because he's on there. So I just gave up trying to figure it out because it's crazy. And I'm not the smartest, you know, I'm not the shiniest apple on the tree, so PayPal and me don't get along. But they won't give me
Here
a new
I
one.
Here I am. all right. Okay.
Go.
Okay. Gosh, get it. You know, I'm having to weed through all the emails Red X gives me. Freaking stalker. to get down to my newest ones. Okay, here we go. All right. All right, so here's somebody. Okay, so, okay, first of all, I want to tell you guys, a lot of people send me emails and inboxes and give me dates. Now, remember how I told you guys that God, can everybody hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, God has revealed to his prophet, little John, that, you know, the rapture timing is today. So that was like, I don't know, a month ago, so it's today. But God told me, a week or so ago, he's like, in addition to today, I'll be giving my brides more dates. And you know, but they're not going to be far into the future. He was telling me, like, he might, like, we have a lot of brides that got today. On the 15th, he gave me that date as well. So in addition to believing his prophet and understanding that he's coming today, he's giving other dates. And this week, and so when I get a lot of inboxes and emails about people, God showing them specific dates. A lot of people got today, got the 17th, and got the week of this coming, next week that's coming up. So a lot of people, like at least more than 8 people God has spoken to individually about this particular week coming up.
Wow.
So that's exciting.
Wow.
That's exciting.
I'm not going to read each one. I'm not going to read each one's email on that, but they're very exciting when I get these dates, because God told me that I'm setting dates with my true bride, and that the rapture-centric church was founded upon date setters and God setting dates. Now, if you're just thinking up a date on your own, please don't send it to me, because we can set dates on our own. That's not any big whoop. But what's a really big whoop is when God actually interrupts your schedule and talks to you about a certain day. That's God. And when that day just comes and goes, you might say, was that really God? Maybe it was just me. But it wasn't, you guys. God is doing this with his creation right now. And we're going to understand it all in the blink of an eye. But when he gives you these dates, be bold. Proclaim them. Be excited, you guys. In addition to today, from Little John, God is also telling us that this week is huge. And it's not just a few people that are getting these dates. It is a handful in compared to the world. But, you know, we got people that I know personally that I trust their walk with God. They're not quacks. They're not making it up. They're not looking at the news going, yeah, he should be coming this week because look at the news. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who hear God and have a relationship with him, and he starts to give them dates. And these things, this is real. So I just want you to know, so that's something I've gotten in my, this is a very high week. And the reason why people are ashamed to give dates is because a bunch of hypocritical Christians, quote unquote, are making them feel guilty. They're calling them date setters. And God told me date setters rock. He said, I'm the one that gave them these dates. Now, God's not going to be mad at you if you conjure up a date on your own and are excited, because he said, my true bride is trying to guess the day and the hour of my return, and I love it. So if you're just trying to guess the day that he's coming, he's not mad at you, but don't go say God said it. Just say, you know, hey, Judy, because I've had people tell me that, based on the news and stuff, they really feel like this is a high watch period, but, you know, God didn't tell them, but they let me. And I like that, but I like it when you're honest with me. You know, Judy, someone told me God really spoke to me about the 17th. There's a lot of people, more than one, that have the 17th as a date from God. So I like those kind of emails. God showed me this date. God told me this. Now, and there's other emails that say, well, look at what's happening. You know, on Monday, we have to be out because look at Russia. So there's no condemnation in the kingdom. No one's filthy and dirty for saying something. God told me everyone is trying to shame my people that are excited to see me. And you know what? God's going to shame them. And that's what's going to hurt, because God doesn't want to do that. He does not want to shame anyone, you guys, but he's going to have to spank some people who are judging God's rapture-centric bride. And the way he's going to spank them is in the crib, but the way he's going to bless them when they see our fellowship, when this church no longer has 2 services a day, you will know that we're gone, and they have time to get rid of their judgments and quit calling us witches and warlocks. And anyone that's associated with the rapture-centric church, believe me, they get, I don't mind if you guys don't want to comment on my channel, because if you do, you're going to have a bunch of people coming after you. I've had people say, sorry, Judy, I'm inboxing you privately or I'm emailing you, because if I leave comments on your channel, these people come after me, you know?
I don't care. I'm used to it on YouTube. I stand the ground.
Yeah, I know.
No.
Yes, you stand your ground.
The disciples were date setters, too. So is Jesus. He said, I'm coming right now. Back then, they were every weekend. They said, Lord's coming back. Lord's coming back. Get ready. You know, kingdom of God is at hand. They meant now. So they're all date setters. So.
Yeah, Matthew said something about that in Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you had walked around
and
with the disciples in those days, they told you that.
Yeah.
Get ready right now.
They thought he was coming right back for them, you know?
Yeah. Yep. And Jesus never said, well, you're a date setter, and blah, blah, blah. No, he encouraged them.
No.
So, yeah.
Does anybody get anything about the 16th? I don't know. 16th.
I've been getting the same day. I mean, I don't, and the reason I haven't said anything about it is I don't know that it's from God. It's just a feeling that I have.
Uh-huh.
But I've just been, I really think it's going to be the 21st. Now, I don't know if the 21st is the rapture or the 21st is the translation, but I really believe, you know, just from my thoughts and my discernment, the Lord says, pray that it does not, you know, that your time does not come in winter, that your flight does not come in winter. Okay? The first day of spring is the 20th, March 20th. The 22nd is the day of the peace treaty signing deadline.
Yeah.
Okay? So that leaves, and I honestly believe that when that peace treaty goes, that, you know, that's the start of the trip.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yes.
That
well,
leaves, that too.
Yes.
You know, that leaves one day leeway. It's not going to happen again. So, you know, from like midnight the 19th, when it turns to the 20th, I guess it's a 48-hour window you'll have. To the signing of the peace treaty on the 22nd, it's, you know, that time, I believe.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That makes sense. I mean, once it's affirmed, that's it. We have to go. So, at the very latest, based on events,
again,
I would say the latest.
I haven't been sharing it because it's just my thoughts.
Oh, yeah. And the latest to me would be April 15th because that's when the red blood moon is, and Israel will be at war
right,
like they
April
were in the 15th. Past.
Right,
that's the
right.
latest time. So to me, then based on events, we'd have to go earlier because the fact that there's going to be a war on that date. Well, the war, you know, probably going to start a little earlier, the Iran-Israel war, you know. So Israel's probably going to go nuke Iran, take out their – so I figure we're going this month sometime based on events, you know.
Some people have seen the number 12 at night, like 10 after 12, midnight, or a.m., you know. And some people, I don't know, the 16th, I don't know, just a feeling.
I like that.
10 after 12 tonight, you know, 16th, I don't know why. I mean, I could be totally a loon, you know, but I don't know.
Well, you know, and Pat, maybe you're right because... you know, maybe that's the translation because everybody's been saying the translation is a week before the rapture. Maybe that's the translation.
Kind of
stuck
in my mind, and I don't know why. But I could be wrong, you know. I could be wrong.
But I really, and this is what I was going to preach on tonight, was just the fact that, you know, and Jason even put it out there this morning. I can't believe, I mean, he wouldn't unmute me and let me confirm it. but he put it out there this morning. He actually agreed with me, you know, that he said, you know, he talked about, you know, God was not speaking to him like he was, you know, and he believes, you know, that right now God just, and I really believe this, and I got it a word for me, but he told me to share it with all of the RCC, that right now he really just wants us to relax in him, just be blessed in him.
Yeah. I don't know.
The time is so close that he, you know, to just enjoy the courtship of the fact that we can, you know, we're being courted by God of the universe, by the creator, you know, that you know, of everything, you know, and he's courting us, you know, just to enjoy that and be happy about it.
Yeah, that's true. But the Big Bend, somebody had that vision about a 10 after 12 at midnight, you know, it was meaning something, but I mean, I don't know, I'm just thinking that time, and I don't know why the 16th stands out with me, but others have said the 16th, too. I've heard this. But I have no idea. I'm just throwing it out there, you know. I don't know. But that 10 after 12 on the 16th, you know, when it just turns to be the 16th, just sticks in my head. But I could be, I mean, you know, I don't know. People get the 21st, 22nd. Some I've heard, you know, the April 15th. And, you know, whenever God comes, he's going to come. But those are the, I could be totally wrong. But, you know,
can you guys
I don't
hear
know.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you, Judy. Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm sorry. Okay, I just, because my phone sometimes, the battery dies. Okay, here's the thing. We have a new person in chat, and you know how we like to welcome our new people. So Deborah is in chat. Let's welcome her with some telephone. Is Luco on the line? Luco, are you there?
I haven't heard Luco or Katie in like 10 minutes.
I know. You know what, Chris? I'm taking over. Watch. If we're here tomorrow, I'm doing this gig, okay? All right. Can
I'm
you
down
hear me?
With it. I mean, I don't get to talk in the morning show, so.
Okay, yeah. I know. You can come to the Sodom and Gomorrah show. We welcome all the sinners at this evening show, okay?
Hey, well, you know what? Jason can call us whatever he wants, but we got 30 people on. He had 9 this morning.
I'm just saying, me and Jason, we're having fun with this whole thing. We're like, the evening show is for the pure heart.
We have not had a night where, you know, that the spirit doesn't flow. You know, I like it when the spirit flows. You know,
no.
It may be random chaos, crazy, retarded, half-witch talk, but the spirit flows with it.
Okay, we love Jason. The reason why he's not here is because he's just taking a rest, you guys. I mean, come on. Jason.
I know, I'm just playing. Jason, I love you. When you listen to this, don't start cussing at me.
But, yeah,
he probably will
me,
be already.
Okay, you guys, we're going to go ahead and we're going to get Deborah. We're going to play telephone on Deborah. So everyone that hears God, and everybody does, ask God what he's saying about Deborah and give her words in the chat room. And let's start. Ready, go.
Open your heart and receive my love.
Did Deborah say hi or something? Can she say something? Or is she in the chat room?
She's in the chat.
She's in the chat room.
I just got from the Lord that Deborah is very consistent about the things that she does. And the Lord likes that. She sees that as very consistent and, you know, standing strong in that. She's persistent in what she wants. It's consistent.
Beautiful. What a great word.
That's lovely.
Well, I'm getting the same thing I got for Luca last night. Deb, he will trust in him and follow your heart, and he will guide your footsteps on the right path. I don't know if it's something, a physical path or something you're trying to do in life or a spiritual path, but he'll guide your path. Just trust in him and follow your heart.
And there's a whole bunch of words in chat, but I don't have to read them because she's in the chat room seeing them. The only time I read them is when they can't see them.
He said, listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end you will be wise.
Can you say that again, Katie?
He said, listen to advice and accept instruction, and in the end you will be wise.
And a friend in the chat room is saying, wow, the Spirit is really coming over me now. So praise God. Well, we have more for you, Deborah. We thank you, God, for touching her with your spirit as we speak what you're saying to her about her. We love you, Lord. What else do you have to say about your lovely daughter, Deborah?
You have blessings in store. He's storing up your blessings right now for you. Telling you that you don't think that you're blessed and favored, but you are. You have to submit to his will, and then you will begin to see the blessings and favors that he has for you.
Deborah, Rojo in the chat room said you are one of my diamonds, a very precious one, and that's exactly what he told me. And I just read it. So he was telling me gems about you. So that's really cool. So he told two people that you're like a gem. So you must be, because that's really cool.
You have many things in store for you. You have earned them.
It's beautiful. Also, Deborah, Rhea in the chat room and myself, when we play this game, we get God's feelings for people more than we get words. I don't know why, for some reason. Sometimes I get words. I really do, but I'm just feeling how he feels for you, and I'm going to describe it for you. You know when you haven't eaten for a while, and it builds up your appetite even more? You're like, you cannot wait to have that, let's just call it a Cobb salad. I love Cobb salad. And you haven't eaten all day, and you went on a big hike, and you're just about to eat the Cobb salad. You're so excited. And that's the feeling I have. Sorry, it has to do with food. But that's the feeling that God's letting me allow, to feel how excited he is to come to you and take you off of this earth. Like, he's really excited, okay? I'm just trying to let you describe to you what's going on.
Wow,
in my
wait a minute. Who's in the... Judy, are you looking at the chat?
I can't.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Look at the fourth thing down. Who is BooBoo714?
I don't know who that is. I don't usually play telephone on people. Listen, if you're in the chat room and you don't start talking to us, then we don't play chat with you. Like, BooBoo714, we welcome you. But unless you start talking in chat, you know, we don't really know if you're just here to just observe or if you want to be a part of the family. So if you are in the chat room, you actually have to type something like, hello. You have to introduce yourself to us, because there's a lot of people in chat who don't make themselves known.
714?
We're not going to bug you.
714?
Yeah.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this BooBoo714?
Yeah, it actually is. I'm actually in my car, but I'm in the chat room, but I'm not in the chat room pretty much.
You had me all called Jesus BooBoo, and I'm like, Jesus came to the chat room.
You know, BooBoo, what's your, okay, thank you. Have you ever called in before, BooBoo?
No, this is actually the first time.
Well, welcome. Would you like us to play telephone with you?
Well, I'm actually driving. I'm on the phone, but I'm driving, so I'm listening.
Okay, are you rapture-centric?
What?
Are you rapture-centric?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Well, welcome, BooBoo.
Welcome, honey.
BooBoo, thank you. Yeah, we're really glad you're here. And if you wouldn't mind, we'd really like to bless you by telling you what God's saying about you. And if you can't hear us, you can always listen to it in the archive tonight. You know that?
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and bless you, and if we lose you, that's okay, because you can just listen to the archive. All right, so let's get
wonderful.
We got let's bless BooBoo. Welcome to us. Welcome to your new family, BooBoo. We love you.
I love you, honey.
Thank you.
Luca's back in the chat. Is he on, Luca, you back on the phone?
I'll be on the phone.
All right, Katie, are you still there, dear?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh.
Awesome, sweetheart. Okay, well, we're going to play telephone with Boo Boo. And if you're in the chat room, Boo Boo can't see you right now, so I'm going to read what you guys are having for her. So, Lord, we thank you for Boo Boo. We thank you for bringing her here to us. We love her, Lord, and we ask you to tell us all about her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm. Hannah says, she is mine, Boo Boo. She is mine. I love her. No one will take her from me.
He loves her sweetness.
He's glad that you're searching him on a deeper level.
Katie, can you read the chat room, Katie?
Yeah, Boo Boo, you are one of my little ones. Know that I love you. What's that noise? Somebody. Ground noise. All right. You are one of my little ones. Know that I love you. Know that I long to see your face, face to face. That will really happen really soon. Then someone else said, she is mine. I love her. No one will take her from me. Sorry, the chat room, it's kind of hard to read the chat room because it moves really fast. So if someone
I'll
else
read
can
it,
see a word.
I can read it. I'm on the top.
Okay.
I can read it. Boo-boo, you are like a Roman in the chat room. God talks to him. He said, Boo-boo, you are like a child, my child. And then Luco said, the Lord said she is my boo-boo, which is really cute. And these aren't jokes. You guys, we're not joking around. Like, this is seriously from God. You know, God has a sense of humor, but I'm just telling you, these are real words. Carol got... she got one. It says Boo Boo. This Boo Boo name is cracking me up, though. I love it. Okay. Boo Boo. This is Rojo. You are one of my little ones. Know that I love you. Know that I long to see you face to face. That will happen really, really soon.
Beautiful.
And then, oh, that's so cute. I love how God told Luco she's my Boo Boo. Oh, and then Roman said, Boo Boo, you are strong, one of the strongest. Oh, and Jason's got, Boo Boo, you belong to me. No one and nothing can snatch you out of my hand. And Luco got, can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Luco,
yeah.
She is wiser than she thinks. Boo Boo is wiser than she thinks. Uh-oh. Carter's here. Hi, Carter.
Hi, Carter.
He says, hey.
In the chat.
There he is.
Yay,
hey, Carter.
Carter's here.
Hi, Carter.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys? You guys sound excited.
Okie dokie. Glad you're with us.
Glad to be here.
Good.
Hey, Boo-Boo, you have another word. Boo-Boo, you are a child of the king, being prepared to be a king with King Boo-Boo. And then Roman said, Boo-Boo, I have many things in store for you. You have earned all of them. You will dance with me in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, you will be here shortly.
Beautiful.
And in another word, boo-boo, I simply love you with all my heart. You are mine.
Oh, so sweet.
And then Luco said it as a joke. Hey, boo-boo, how about a picnic basket?
Oh, that's so cute. Oh,
that
goodness.
Wasn't a word from God. That was just a joke, okay, people?
That I know,
joke.
So boo-boo. Cute, though. Boo-boo. Boo-boo, baby. Hey, boo-boo. It's cute. Very cute. Adorable.
Well, that's kind of cool, Katie. Did you see we have a couple new people in chat? Isn't that cool?
That's great.
Yeah.
Super duper. Super, super, super.
Debbie. And that's
welcome,
just so
welcome.
Cool. Now, all these people, if you're in chat and you never say anything, then we don't bug you. But if you say, oh, here's another one, Psychic Warrior. Who are you? I'm not going to say anything until they give us a line. You know, they have to say something, and then we'll welcome them. All right, well, my phone cut out before. Do you guys want me to read an email or anything like that? Emails and inboxes?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys keep an eye on chat while I do this, because maybe this person, Psychic Warrior, wants to get a word. I don't know. I just don't like to bug people unless they want to make themselves known. But there's another person in chat named Psychic Warrior. But we'll just
that
wait
sounds
for you
familiar.
To we'll
I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean, if they don't want to identify themselves. Okay, so you guys heard me ramble on about God giving you, in addition to today, giving you other dates, right? And so I just wanted to tell you, and I'll repeat myself again, though, I got a tremendous amount of people telling me about this upcoming week more than any other dates that I've gotten.
Wow.
So you guys know
great.
That. I've had a nice big handful
that's
of people.
That's exciting. That's exciting.
Yeah, it is. It's really exciting. And here's the thing. God wants you to be excited. You know, I have a lot of people criticizing me saying, this isn't healthy living like this. It's not healthy because then you're just going to be let down when he doesn't come. And I'm like, you don't understand. This is healthy to live this way because God's doing it. Now, if this was happening in 2011 and he wasn't coming until 2014, yeah, that wouldn't be healthy. Okay, that's why God didn't start this ministry. That's why he didn't land on Little John until November 19th.
Wow.
He landed on a 10-year-old
exactly.
to tell the entire planet that he's coming.
Yep.
All right, now.
Yep.
And that's why. So don't give me all your depressing stories about 2011 and 2012. God never told us that. God didn't tell Little John anything. In 2012, he was a huge gamer, okay? And God told me in 2012 he was coming soon. But I was watching all the watchers, like Keith and Jonathan Cleck. I was watching everybody in 2012 when God told me in September that he's coming soon. So that's when I started preaching really hardcore at my campus, okay? I didn't know on November 19th, 2013, God was going to land on Little John and announce the rapture timing. I didn't know that. So when he did, I'm trying to tell you is this. We aren't going to be here months and years, you guys. I'm trying to say, like, don't give me all your baggage. People tend to me inboxes. God's been telling me today since 2011. All right, fine. But that's what he's telling now, it really is literal. Maybe for you it was to warm you up because you're an adult. But I'm just telling you, he's a 10-year-old. And he tells me to quit my job. I don't need my job, okay?
Yep.
And I do need my job, okay? I need money. And if God's telling me to quit, that means he's coming. See, none of this is a joke.
He is.
We're not playing around. Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, the events show it, and then plus he's telling Little John, plus the events are showing it. So it just happens to be God's bringing it all together. He's got a little prophet telling us, and the events are lining up with it. Before,
events weren't there. There was no events lined up. People were just saying it, you know. But now we have all of it lined up. So, yes, he is coming now. And, yes, people should be ready, yes.
Yes, and they not only should be ready, they can be excited. And you can really live on the adrenaline. You know, people say it's really unhealthy for your adrenal glands. They're right. If you're constantly in a state of excitement, your adrenal glands will get worn out, because mine did. Back when we were traveling the globe, I had a lot of health problems, and God, you know, helped me through them all. But I was always on adrenaline because we were always preaching and amazing things were happening. But now it's a different type of adrenaline. God wants you to be excited. So my health is not being affected right now by living on the edge of my seat. I've been on the edge of my seat for 115 days now, you guys. We're in 115 days since I quit my job. I landed on Little John doing it, the rapture timing. Yeah, we're at 100. So I've been living like this for 115 days.
Wow.
And this is actually very healthy. Most people, you would have been, I would have been really sick by now, because that's not healthy to live in that excitement. You have a physical body that has adrenal glands, okay? And you need to be pretty calm. God made your body to be in a very calm state. Now, the thing is, but this is God doing this. It's supernatural. So that's why I understand that we can be excited. We can stay up all night now, and I'm so excited. I know God's coming, you guys, because I asked him. He didn't come back by January. I said, my job still loves me, and I said, you know, do you want me to go back? I'm not offended. I know you're coming, but, you know, I have bills to pay, and I have responses. He said, you don't have to. He said, you can, but you don't have to. He's coming, you guys. He's announcing to everybody. This is not some 2012 fake thing. It's not some 2011. It's really this year.
Oh, yeah.
It really and he wants you to be excited. Not only does he want you to be excited, he's going to start giving you dates. And they're not demon dates. These people are calling them all kinds of ridiculous names. You're hearing from, you don't know what I get. I mean, I don't even know what these demons are.
It must be incredible.
Yeah, well, it's okay. It's fun. I actually like it because, you know, God made me to be able to take off. But, yeah, I really, it's fun because it's God. If it wasn't God, I'd be really annoyed. You know, I would have, like,
I know. God bless you.
What I'm saying is, you guys, he really wants you to be excited, okay? In addition to telling us it's today, it really is this year. It really isn't 2014. And so, anyway, I had a guy email me. And he said, hey, guess what? My Bible, I had my Bible open, and guess what the Father showed me? He is so cool. And here's the scripture. A truthful witness saves lives, but a false witness is deceitful. Proverbs 14:25.
Yeah.
And, amen, glory to God, glory to God. And he said, as Buzz Lightyear would say, to infinity and beyond. Glory, glory, glory. But that was a really neat word because, you guys, the RCC Church, we are truthful witnesses, and we're saving lives by our love and passion for God's return. And a false witness is deceitful. We're not false witnesses. None of us are lying. None of us are making this up. You mean to tell me that a bunch of people from all different parts of the world are getting that God's coming today, are getting dates in March, getting dates? You know, you can't tell me this is not God. You can't tell me we're all making this up. We don't even know each other. And God formed a church founded upon date setters. So I'm just telling you, it's really exciting time to be alive. We really don't plan on being here tomorrow. And I live in this excitement and anticipation every day. And you can too. And it will only bless you. God told Little John, believe it's today and be happy. And so there's actually, you have a lot of joy if you believe it's today. Because one of these todays is going to be the day. And it's not months away, you guys. It's not months away. It is days away. And it's probably today. So that was one inbox, and that was really cool. He's a cool guy. He's another person that got this week. And let's see. Here's another one. Okay.
Yeah, it's on Monday.
Right. That's
Monday.
Oh, wait. Hey, is Joe Gretto on the line? Joe Gretto? Yes.
Hello.
He said he was calling.
Can you hear me, Judy?
Oh, hello? Cool. Why don't you talk to
Hang on, I gotta put my headphones around.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Can everyone hear me?
Yes,
honey.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, hi, family. So good to say hi.
Hi, love.
I've been listening just as people in and out and all kinds of madness going on. But I'm in a room full of fans. I'm glad you can hear me. I wanted to, you know, add to what Judy was saying. I mean, you know, we all in this church come, it's just such a random eclectic group. I mean, who have the most, as we got to know each other, we find we have more worldly interests in common. But, I mean, people who would normally not be friends in this world that we live in, because it would be, it's just unexplainably odd. But none of it's odd to us. It all feels so real and undeniable that there's really, you know, these, I mean, you know, I'm not preaching to the choir, but there's no, you know, anyone who's listening and doubting, there's no way from, you know, the biggest skeptic in the world saying this, that it's not God. You know, it's, you know, these random acts don't happen. Don't believe in, you know, write it off as a coincidence or whatever, because it's just not the case. Be happy in knowing it's God returning.
There you go.
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah, I can
hear you.
Am I breaking up?
Oh, now you're fine. Hey, Joe, would you mind telling everybody about how God had you? Are you comfortable talking about your snowboarding, or do you want to not do that?
Yeah, I can do that a little bit. Let me get out of this room with all the fans. I'm sure you guys can hear me better now.
Tell people what God had you do the other day, but tell them why it was a miracle, because they don't know your past. So maybe you can just give a quick blurb. We have 15 minutes, so feel free.
Okay, yeah, I'll make it brief and sum it up. I made a little bet with God a few weeks ago. So, you know, I thought the 15th, my birthday the 15th, so it was all about, you know, that February 15th. But anyway, it's like, you know, if you're not here by so-and-so date, I'm going to leave for Vermont on Tuesday. We joked about last week. So I went up, and not only did we suddenly have a freak 2.5-foot snowstorm, but then I went snowboarding the next day and was like, you know, God, I can't wait for heaven. It's snowboarding's my favorite thing. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm hearing someone else talk. Long story long is... you know, I was praying with him. I was like, I really want this to be a special day. You know, the snow, I know you're, like, making it special. So he told me to ride without a helmet, which to me is, like, blasphemy because I have so many concussions and a head injury where I was told by doctors, you know, if you bump your head getting out of the car, you could die. So, like, never ride without a helmet, ever, ever, ever. So I figured, all right, I'll do this, and God just wants me to ride mellow and whatever. And no, I guess that wasn't the case, because I was with some friends, went to the park, anything I tried, I didn't even, you know, it just kind of as the day went on. And then it was time for me to do my alone runs that I always do at the end of the day, because that's just my time, one of the ways I like to hang out with God. And just some of the things that he showed me and that we did together was just, you know, it's really, you know, he reaches everyone in their own personal way. Some people through music, myself included, I love music, but, you know, with my love of snowboarding, he really reached me in a way that, you know, he reaches us all in ways that we get it. So he, you know, he really was with me the whole time and had me do things that, you know, would sound just so crazy to anyone, you know, but did it, and I'm still here and I'm still alive and not even hurt, didn't even fall. So, again, he reaches all in ways to build faith, and that was really a great gift from him. And, you know, he's coming tonight, and I'm glad it wasn't last night because I wasn't as fully ready as I am today, and I feel like that every day. But even feeling like that, I also feel very strongly that, you know, our wait is over. I do have another bet going with the God. I decided this, and I was talking to Luca on the phone earlier, and I talked to God and called him back. I said, if you're not here in 10 days, then I'm flying out to Oregon and going to ride Mount Hood, because I used to live there, and I really miss it. And I was like, I'm getting that in one more time. And he just keeps giggling. That's his only answer to it. I was like, can I help? Should I buy the ticket? But he's like, just keeps giggling. And I was like, is it okay? He's like, yeah, do whatever you want. But I'm like, am I going to get there? And he just keeps giggling. So we'll see. What's that? I have a bad connection.
Hey, great. Hey, Joe?
Yeah.
Luca's not really impressed with you not wearing a helmet. He's like, if Joe goes snowboarding naked, Then I'll be impressed. Then we'll be raptured.
Been there, done that, Luca. A few times, actually. Got one word for
really?
Frostbite. Well, yeah, tried it, definitely. I'm out there. But, yeah, that was a few years ago. And that had very little to do with God and more for just being a freak at the time. But, yeah, been there, done that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Well, yeah. This evening service. I mean, tomorrow evening service. Sorry.
Listen, guys, I have like the most horrible connection, so I'm going to go back to just listening. But I definitely always enjoy sharing. I will again as soon as possible. But bless you all. I love you all, and I will talk to you all very soon.
Thank you, Joe. We love you.
Thank you. All right, bye.
Judy.
Hey. Yeah.
I have a message.
Okay.
I just got it. Yes, I just got this. I'm going to read it. I mean, you take it for how it is, you know. He says, yes,
okay,
be anxious.
Okay, wait, real quick. Is Crystal on the line? Is Crystal on the line?
I don't know.
Okay, because I promised him he could get a free
go ahead,
tonight,
then. Oh, no, go ahead, honey. This will take 30 seconds.
Yeah, no,
like,
Pat, you have the rest of the show, so go for
okay,
it. Because,
all right.
Chris,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We still have 10 minutes or so. He says, "Yes, be anxious for me, long to be with me, sigh, cry for me, trust little ones. I love this, my people. I'm excited for you to be with me more than you imagine. One day soon, you will know and understand. Trust me fully. Trust and love me with all your hearts each day. Continue to bring souls to me." You can't imagine how much I love this. You're pouring my love on them. And he says, trust that I am with you all the time. I have all the threads in my hands. You are all woven together. You are all one in me. Trust. Oh, trust me. I hear your cries. I feel your loneliness. No one will love you as much as I do. I know, I know, I know. Trust your Jesus.
Wow.
Yes, and I usually don't get this kind of stuff. So this just went through me.
No, you don't. Yeah,
no.
You don't. Okay,
no.
Tell us now.
What did you want me to read that again?
Yes, please do.
Okay. He says, yes, be anxious for me. Long to be with me. Sigh, cry for me. Trust, little ones. I love this, my people. I'm excited for you to be with me. More than you imagine. One day soon you will know and understand. Trust me fully. Trust and love me with all your hearts each day. Continue to bring souls to me. Know how much I love this. You're pouring my love on them. Trust that I am with you all the time. I have all the threads in my hands. You are all woven together. I think that's what he said to Christine, too. You are all one in me. Trust. And then he got really emotional. He says, oh, trust me. I hear your cries. I feel your loneliness. No one will love you as much as I do. I know, I know, I know. Trust your Jesus. He got real emotional when he said, oh, trust me. So I'm sharing his emotion with you. Yeah.
Wow. Guys, we asked Jesus, our pastor, to show up and say something, and he just said something. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
All the glory is God's. We are just instruments, and I am one of the most unworthy. Trust me, I am. Yeah, so this is just, you know, that went through me, and I was writing it down while everybody else was talking, and I'm like, wait a minute, I got to correct this. Like, could you go, does he do that to others? He goes so fast, it's like, I gotta write this down. It flies through you. It flies through you. And my handwriting is like, Lord, with my handwriting, you better slow down a second.
Apparently I missed him. That's thanks why I'm back.
Thank you, Jesus. Pat, thank you, Jesus. And now, Chris,
thank
would you
Jesus.
Share your priest that you have?
Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
I had something last night that we were talking about in chat, and it completely passed my mind. But I really just feel, you know, I was sitting today with the, you know, it was nice enough here that while I was cleaning and working out, I was able to, you know, just open the doors up and let the wind blow through, and And it's a beautiful full moon right now, and I really believe that we are gone shortly. You know, I mean, we may have day. I mean, the spirits are with me right now, just talking about it. And I really believe that. I mean, I don't know about everybody else, but my walk with Christ became about a year ago. My walk with Christ kind of evolved to something that instead of me wanting blessed and me wanting, you know, prayer for this or prayer for that, or he actually put it on my heart, you know, and I've had to adapt it a little bit to come back. But he actually put it on my heart, don't pray for yourself. Don't pray for your needs. I know what you need. I know what you want.
Right.
I will take care of you. I said I'll take care of you. So stop praying to me about it.
Amen.
So at that point, I started praying for other people instead of myself. And I really make it a point to always pray for when I'm in prayer, even throughout the day, just thinking about stuff. I'm like, Lord, you know, like, and I believe Judy said this once before. She does the same thing that I do on this. When somebody asks me for prayer, I don't say, you know, okay, I'm going to, you know, a lot of people, like I have a buddy, you know, he's a real good, he's really anointed, he's a real intercessor in prayer. He makes lists and constantly, you know, writing everything down, and I'm going to pray for this person, and I'm going to pray for that person. When somebody asks me for prayer, I stop and I just pray right then. You know, that's just how I am. And I'm okay. Well, Lord, lift this person up. Let's, you know, let's get this done. Let's, you know, I'm all about handling business. I don't like, you know, beating around the bush. And, but about a year ago, I started just lifting other people up all the time. You know, and I don't lift myself up. I don't ask for anything. I don't, you know, and I'm not sure that that's, you know, everybody, how what he wants from everybody, but that's what he wanted from me. And
yeah.
My walk then evolved into caring about him. And that's when I started my detachment, you know, was around that same time. And I just started really detaching from the world a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. And I'm really feeling the past couple days, I mean, I've said it before, I'm saying it again, I really believe that at this point, I mean, we're down to seconds. We're down to, for him, seconds. For us, maybe hours, days, I don't know. You know, but we are so close that right now he really just wants us to just focus on him. Don't think about life. Don't think about, don't think about leaving. Don't think about, you know, what's going to happen in heaven. He needs us right now. We are his strength. We are just like he is our strength, he draws from us.
Yeah.
You know, and he draws from our worship and our praise and our love and adoration for him.
He loves
And he really wants us to, you know, just be there with him and dwell in the midst of him and enjoy his presence.
Amen.
Enjoy his outpouring of the Spirit on us at this time, you know. I mean, he's done. I mean, the things that we've been dealing with are nothing compared to what he has to deal with. And right now, it's not about us. It's not about the rapture. It's about him.
Yeah.
What he's about to do. He doesn't want to do, but he has to do.
Right.
You know, and he knows it. And he needs us to be there for him at this time. So just, I mean, whatever you feel him, just dwell in his presence. You know, like me, I listen to worship music all day long. I'm worshiping when I'm working out. I'm worshiping when I'm cleaning. You know, I sit down and read some scriptures. Walk around praying in tongues. Whatever gets you close to him.
Yeah.
Draw closer to him than you ever have, and you will.
Amen.
You will feel his presence over you, and that is
Amen.
What he wants at this time.
Beautiful,
Chris. Really,
beautiful.
Really draw close to him, closer than you've ever drawn.
Beautiful,
so,
Chris. Beautiful.
I mean, I just really believe
he's
that's what we need
perfect.
To we need to be doing right now.
Perfect.
Thank you, guys. The show's over. I love you guys. We'll see you guys.
See you
in the
morning.
In the air
love
again.
You.
Bye, everybody.
Bye,
love
everybody.
You.
Thank you,
okay,
Judy.
Honey,
bye.
Bye, Pat.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, love.
Bye, Chris.
Love you guys madly. Love everybody.
Love you all. All right.
Love you all, honey. Bye-bye.